We're discussing yesterday the Shiloh that is up and coming this coming week, whether one who purchases a glass dish or a metal tray, not to use, but rather to give as mishloach manos and to package the mishloach manos food with that tray, is it subject to tevilas kalim by the one who purchased it to give away? Or is it the responsibility of the recipient to be tovel that kli? So we mentioned the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Yeradeah Kuvchaf Sif Ches, where the Shulchan Aruch tells us that if somebody borrows a utensil from a non-Jew, there's no chi of tevila. If a Yisrael purchases a utensil from a non-Jew and then lends it to another Jew, it is subject to chi of tevila because it was purchased from the non-Jew by the first Yisrael. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, if the person who purchases it from the non-Jew does so not to use it for his food purposes, but he purchases the knife, for example, to cut parchment with, and then he lends it to another Yisrael, in that case, Shulchan Aruch says, it does not require tevila. And we had suggested, well, if purchasing a kli from a non-Jew for a non-food purposes is not subject to chiyuv tevila, and even if it's lent to another Jew who is going to use it for food purposes, it does not require tevila. So we saw in the Beis Yosef, the assumption in the Beis Yosef is that the same is true for one who purchases kalim from a non-Jew, not to eat with, but to sell. He purchases it because he's a retailer and he wants to resell it. So that also, Beis Yosef assumes, is like someone who purchases a kli not for the purpose of eating with it, and it is not subject to chiyuv tevila. Based on that, we had suggested that so too, if one purchases the kli just to give it away as a gift, it has the same status as one who purchases kli as a kli schora, and is not subject to chiyuv tevila, and then it would have to be toveled dafka by the one who receives it. The one suggestion we mentioned lahakel was that of the Minchas Asher, who writes that although there's no chiyuv tevila on the person who purchases it just to give it away as a gift, because for him it's a klei schora, but Rashi Weiss held that if he does do tevila, it would b'dieved work. He just should not make a bracha on the tevila unless he's toveling something else of his own that is definitely chayev in tevila. But at least Rashi Weiss holds if the purchaser is tovel it before giving it away, it would be a valid tevila. However, this entire discussion has been based on the assumption and premise that purchasing a kli to give away as a gift is the same as purchasing a kli for purposes of resale, and that there's no chiyuv tevila in either scenario. And in that regard, a chaver of mine in yeshiva showed me yesterday that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, as cited in Sefer Kovetz Halachos, disagrees with that very premise. He argues the following. He argues that although, yes, it is true that if one purchases a kli simply to resell and not to use for one's own food purposes, there's no chiyuv tevila by the one who purchases it to resell it. But if Shmuel holds that one who purchases a kli to give as a gift, as part of mishloach manos, perhaps that's not like kli schora. Perhaps that is like his own personal kli. And perhaps he is chayuv in tevila before he gives it away, which means that he could tovel it with a bracha, and the person who receives it would not have to worry about it whatsoever. What's the logic there? So Shmuel argues as follows. He says, when I purchase kli as a utensil as a retailer, so I get my order delivered to my store, I keep it in my store, I put it on the shelf, perhaps I repackage it, I price tag it, and then I sell it. I don't ever use it as my own. It's not taken to my own home. In no way do I demonstrate that this is my own personal kli. It's very clear that this is intended only and exclusively for resale. It's not mine, it's my merchandise. But Shmuel argues if one purchases something as intended to give it as a gift and he takes it into his home, it looks more like it's his own personal item. He could decide not to give it as a gift. Right now he plans on giving it as a gift. He has it in his own house. It's more like it's his own personal item, Shmuel feels. And therefore he thinks that the middleman, so to speak, would be chayav to do tevila with a bracha in such a case. So therefore, in the question we raised yesterday, I'm purchasing a bunch of glass containers to package my shalach mano soup, and I'm going to give it away to somebody else on Purim. according to Shmuel Kamenetsky, I have the right and the ability to tovel it with a bracha, and the recipient has no obligation in Tefillas Kelim, if I toveled it, that is, whatsoever. So Rav Shmuel holds that even though I'm not eating from it, which is clear, but it is designed and it's been given away for the sake of being used as a clay suda. So although I'm not the one eating from it, but it's being purchased for that purpose, so it has the designation as a clay suda, and he thinks that I have a chiyuv and therefore the right to tovel it with a bracha, and I can exempt the recipient from toveling it altogether. So wedding gift according to Shmuel, also the same thing, l'char, right? I'm buying someone else pots and pans for their wedding. It's clearly designed to be given away, but I'm bringing it to my own home. It's not merchandise for resale. He would say the same thing. You could do the young couple a favor and tovel it for them and enhance the value of your gift. El Chanami, right? Would not work. Right. Right, so Dain, Rav Yitzchak Weiss, Milchas Yitzchak, he says that toveling it doesn't work because you have no chiyuv, it's klei schara, and if you tovel it, it doesn't work. Rav Asher Weiss says, no chiyuv, but if you are tovel it, since the item, maisa be'etzem, is a klei suda, the tefillah would work. So Shmuel Kamenetsky says, yes, you have a chiyuv, you can tovel it with a bracha, 100%. That's a good question. So if you buy a klei suda, a glass or a metal serving tray filled with candies from the candy store, if they were not tovelet and you plan on using it yourself, then you have a chiv tvila, and not only that, you wouldn't be able to serve it at your Shabbos table in that glass tray. You'd have to empty it out, tovel it first, and then put the candy back on. So not such a great gift if you're giving it to somebody else who's going to be putting it out on the Shabbos table because you're eating at their house and that's the appropriate thing to do. If it wasn't tovled by the person who sells it to you, and now you're giving this gift to the recipient, who now for them it's a klei suuda, and they have a chiyuv tvila, they can't be serving it with the candy in the dish. So it's a very, very important point that if you're going to buy a glass dish from the store and it wasn't tovled, and you're not tovling it, and you're just wrapping and giving it away, and the hostess, your host is going to be serving at the Shabbos table, you can't do that. You're not supposed to serve it from that klei. Correct. So again, according to Rav Yitzchak Weiss, Dayan Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak, since they don't plan to use it for themselves, they plan on simply reselling it, they have no chiv tvila, they can't tovel it. According to Rav Asher Weiss, they could tovel it. According to Shmuel Kamenetsky, they could tovel it with a bracha. But I understand. It's a serious question. You're right. It is a question. So the question is, if the store owner is not willing to tovel it, then it's up to the recipient to empty it out and tovel it. And those who wish to eat it from it on Shabbos, if you're a guest at the simcha, just put it into your own plate first. Don't eat straight from the plate that it's sitting in. One last ta'ara, and that is that the Taz and the Shach both cite from the Isser V'Heter, who disagrees with the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch. We said the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch was that if you purchase a kli for resale, no chiv tvila on the individual who purchased it for resale. The Isser V'Heter says, why not? If that individual decides to eat from it himself, it's chayv and tvila. So the Isser V'Heter holds that there is a chiv tvila on the middleman, the retailer. So you have machlokas. Shulchan Aruch says no chiv tvila on the retailer. Isser V'Heter says yes chiv tvila on the retailer. So the Shach and the Taz both say they think the best thing is to have the retailer tovel it without a bracha. Misafek, maybe he's chayv, maybe he's not. So where does that leave us? What that leaves us is that the retailer maybe should tovel it without a bracha, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, Maybe it wasn't chayiv and tefillah yet. So then the recipient has to tovel down a bracha as well, because maybe the chiv wasn't fulfilled yet. So just this morning, the same chaver showed me Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's psak yesterday, showed me that this morning the OU's Halacha Yomis email was on this very question. And they went with the Taz's approach, that it's a suffix if the middleman is chayiv and tefillah or not, and that the Taz therefore says that one should be tovel without a bracha. So they recommended that the person purchasing it and giving them shalach mana should tovel without a bracha, and the recipient should tovel without a bracha. Now you have another option. Both should do tefillah without a bracha because it's a machlokas of oskim. Who's chayiv and tefillah? So have the sender who purchased it tovel without a bracha. Have the recipient tovel it without a bracha. The best option is to buy a plastic tray, buy a basket, buy a porcelain tray maybe. According to many poskim, porcelain also is not chayiv and tefillah, even though it's glazed, but it's just a sheen. It's not a real layer of glass. So, I'm sorry? Glass to make a bracha. Glass to make a bracha. If you're chayiv... No, metal and glass to make a bracha. Metal is a chiv deraisa, glass is a chiv drabanan. You make a bracha on both, as long as you're vade chayiv in it. But if, in this case, where it's a shayla, the retailer is chayiv in it, then he doesn't make the bracha according to the Taz and according to the Shach. He tovels without a bracha. So, fascinating range of opinions. Maybe the best option is just don't do it, period. Don't buy the glass jars for your shloch manos to package and give away. Wedding gifts, you can't avoid it. That's true. Wedding gifts. Okay, so wedding gifts, I think young couples assume that when they get in the wedding gifts, part of the course is to make it to the mikvah and just schedule a few hours in your day to just do nothing other than to be less kalim. So I think that's expected. It's more the unsolicited gifts that maybe you can do without that now come with the extra burden of to be less kalim. Not everyone is always so excited about it. So, okay, I guess at least according to Vasha Weiss, your tefillah works. According to Shmuel Kamenetsky, your tefillah works, so you can pata them by you doing the tefillah. So at least you have what to be somechan if you want to tovel for them and exempt them from that requirement. And especially since glass is a chiyav d'rabbanan, there's more makom lahaka when you have machlokas aposkim to assume, okay, the middleman was tovel it. According to Vasha Weiss, it works. According to Shmuel Kamenetsky, it works. Yeah, yesh machmir, that the second guy has to tovel it too. Like Dayan Weiss, Menachas Yitzchak. But clearly a very fascinating machlokas aposkim. One last thought that is related to this issue, which is as follows. What happens if I go to a restaurant, hotel, Jewish owned, and they serve me on their dishes? Were they tovel their dishes? Were they chayiv in toveling their dishes? Here you have a restaurant owner, hotel owner. He's Jewish. He didn't buy the dishes for himself to eat on. He bought the dishes to serve his guests on. Is that klei schora? On the other hand, he's not selling it. He's keeping it. And he's using it as food dishes for everyone else, not for himself. So Vashawai says, this is klei suda. Just because he's not eating from it, so what? He's purchasing it for that purpose, to serve his guests on those dishes. He's got to tovel it. Mitzad sheni, darkei tshuva. Vashawai's quotes is of the opinion that no, I have no interest myself as the owner of the hotel, the restaurant, to eat from these dishes. I'm doing it exclusively for the purpose of my business. I am not selling it, but I'm serving my customers. That's business. That's klei schara. So Dr. Tshuva holds that there's no chiyuv tevila on these items. Also, machlokas aposkim. Shlomo Zalman writes in his Milcha Shlomo that even if one argues that it's considered klei suda, but you think the customer has the right to take it out and go to the mikvah and come back with it, the restaurant owner won't be too pleased. So, what are you supposed to do? Even if it's chayiv in tevila, but the customer has no option of being tovel it. So, Shlomo Zalman's machadish that if you have no ability to be tovel something, then maybe there is no iser in eating out of it. Also, a fascinating chiddush that maybe the chiyuv to tovel kalim stems from the mitzvah of tevilas kalim, but the mitzvah of tevilas kalim is only if you have the possibility of being tovel it. If you have no possibility of being tovel it, then maybe there's no chiyuv to be tovel it, and no iser to use it. That might have perhaps relevance to electronic appliances that might break if you tovel it. Would you argue that if I can't tovel it because it'll break, so then I have no ability to tovel it, so I'm no mitzvah to tovel it? Very fascinating svar. But this also is part of this overall broader issue of, are the restaurant dishes considered klei schora? Are they considered klei seuda? Can I eat from them if they haven't been toveled or not?